You're listening to SBS News.
Like many who leave their home country to come to Australia, it was a traumatic and violent experience that saw hairdresser Lívia Tameirão make the difficult decision to leave Brazil. She had been kidnapped and robbed.
Eu não tava levando uma vida muito fácil no Brasil.
They took everything. All my money and equipment was stolen or destroyed. In the same period, I separated from my husband. It was all at once.
E eu me separei, foi tudo de uma vez, sabe?
At the invitation of a friend already living in Australia, Lívia decided to come to Melbourne in November 2018. Her son Rafael was 4 years old at the time, and in agreement with his father, he was left with the maternal grandparents. In a few short months, Lívia was able to start providing for her child, much more than she could when she was in Brazil.
Eu vim, fiquei 6 meses aqui.
I came to Australia, stayed 6 months here, studying, working, and being able to provide him with things in Brazil that before I wasn't being able to. He started studying English, football, swimming, giving him access to things that before I wasn't being able to.
Lívia says she wouldn't have been able to do this without the support of her parents and wants her son to join her in Australia.
Eu não tô lá, mas eu tô.
I am doing all of this for him. It is hard now, but in the end, we will be together. And God willing, I will have a better job so I can give him a better life.
The women who leave their children behind say they are often judged harshly by other mothers, family and friends. But clinical psychologist David Chong explains that it's because they love their children so much that they leave.
So it's a paradox that we're dealing with. We're not dealing with women leaving the children. It becomes actually very simplistic. Women leave the country, go to another country to work, to send money back to home in order to look after the children, you know. So that's the paradox that we look, if we actually don't look at in a moralistic sort of a context.
Andrea Mota, a resource manager at an advertising agency in Melbourne, and her son Vinicius both live in Australia now. But she too decided to leave him in Brazil. Moving to Australia with her son was out of question at that stage.
Vinny, my son, he was 17, and I didn't have money to bring him with us. I just have money to pay myself. My decision to come before was because I didn't have money to pay for his school. So I couldn't put him in a place we don't know what could happen.
Andrea says that the first few months after she left her son were the hardest.
And it was very hard. So I had depression for maybe 7-8 months. I need to take some tablets. I went to the doctor here. A lot of men from Melbourne support me and help me to find a solution or feel better, because I knew that time we are a lot of single moms who came into Australia try to live better and leave your kids behind.
A year and a half later, Andrea managed to bring Vinicius to Australia, when he at first agreed to come for a visit, but then decided to stay on with his mom and make a life in Australia too. He says he missed his mother, but felt she shouldn't sacrifice her happiness for his.
I did meet her, yeah, it's my mom, but I was alright because, as I said, she was happier here. Even though I was missing her, a few days was really bad, she was doing her thing and she was going towards what she wanted, her big dream, so that would be unfair and very selfish of me, telling her to come back just for my happiness. I was pretty happy for her, and I still am, so that's what she wants, that's what we want now.
David Chong says the social pressure placed on women who make choices such as Andrea and Livia's is enormous. These women can feel judged and lonely and wouldn't be looking for help.
They might not actually be giving themselves the right to have joy because they are feeling so much either guilt or they're missing. They're just simply missing the children and missing the family. So there's the homesickness and all the things that a migrant would actually experience. This, you add on the whole process of parenthood, motherhood, you know, and the bond between mother and child is a bond that is actually there, inseparable. So when they come with this load, and if they don't have a community that actually welcome them and acknowledge their conflict, that can be really a source of isolation for their own mental health.
In 2018, there were an estimated 46,450 Brazilian-born residents of Australia, representing an increase of more than 800% since 2001. Over the last 20 years, Brazilians have moved from the fifth largest migrant group from Latin America to the largest. According to the World Bank, remittances to Brazil totaled 3.9 million in 2017, with 40 million of these funds being sent from Australia. Luciana Fraguas, SBS News.